If you have your Bibles with you, welcoming those who are joining us by live stream, we're welcoming them. And we just want to turn in our Bibles this morning. If you have your Bible with you, say this confessional with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
You know, if you have a device that's your Bible, you can also say that's my Bible. Right? So, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
It reveals Jesus to me.
It reveals Jesus to me.
I am who it says I am.
I am who it says I am.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can do.
It is a light unto my path.
It is a light unto my path.
I will walk in its light.
I will walk in its light.
Now hug your... A lot of people died so that you could have the word of God.
That's right.
Yeah. A lot of people died so that you could worship God together.
Yes.
And so we give you thanks, Lord, for the word of God and for the special time that we have together with your word right now. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for the blessing, freedom in this country to worship. We thank you for the liberties that we enjoy. We thank you for this time together and for your word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Just like to remind you that if the broadcast has been a blessing to you and you want to give, there's instructions on our webpage as well as in the description of our YouTube video. For those who are gathered here, there are offering bags in the back, and we just ask you to release your giving there as you leave today if you haven't already. We appreciate every gift. Every giver, we just believe that God is blessing you as you give. Well, today I want to impart to you more on the idea of the special blessing that God has for the family of God in this very challenging time that we see ourselves in. A prophetess made a statement yesterday, which I believe went, I can remember it right, when something along the lines, as the captivity increases, the singing must increase. Or as the captivity grows tighter, the singing must increase. We're like Paul and Silas in the jail at midnight sometimes. We got to just let her fly. Amen. We got to let praise and worship go up, the glory come down. And the glory for deliverance, the glory for our provision, the glory for our prosperity comes with an anointing that's special for every day and each one of us. How many know God is big enough to create a special blessing for each person, for each day and each moment, that he doesn't run out of ideas about how to save you, or power of how to save us, or blessing on how to bless us? He's unlimited. And we're taking the limits off of God and letting the blessing of God come to us in new ways in these days of great challenge. The text I want to use today is a short little verse from Proverbs, verse 22 of chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. It says this. It says, "The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." Amen. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Now, rich can mean a lot of things, right? It can mean good health, it can mean relationships, right ones, and restored, renewed, recreated. It can mean health, healing. Can mean a lot of things. How many know a little bit about the richness of the life in Christ and you want more? Amen. We just sang a song. We want more of God. And God is saying that the blessing of the Lord makes you rich and adds no sorrow with it. The richness of the life in the blessing of God is what God wants to convey to you. He wants to impart it to you today. He wants to mobilize it in you so that you take it from here and, and get it out there so the world can see the blessing of God in your life. The New Heart English Bible. I don't have a New Heart English Bible, but thank God Google does. And it says the Lord brings, the Lord's blessing brings wealth and adds no trouble with it. Adds no trouble with it. The Lord's blessing is not a mixed bag. I mean, know in the world you have tribulation. Jesus said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. The world has a lot of stuff in it, and we're in the world. We're not of the world, but we're in it. And around us can be some stuff, but that's not the blessing of God. The blessing of God makes rich, and he has no sorrow with it. The Brenton Septuagint translation, aren't you glad Google has all these? I don't have to have a big bookshelf. It says here, the blessing of the Lord is upon the head of the righteous. It enriches him, and grief of heart shall not be added to it. Right now, I want to break the power of grief in your life. If you're grieving over things that you lost, if you're grieving over things that you wanted, but it didn't show up, if you have disappointment in your life that is coming to you and is destroying your happiness and your peace, I break it off of you by the blessing of God right now. And I free you to live in the life and blessing of the Lord. Last week, I spoke to you about the blessing of the Lord upon the people, God's family, his church. For this season of life we find ourselves in today, do you know God knows in every season? Did he know when the people were locked up in Egypt? Did he know how to deliver them? And when Paul and Silas was in prison, did he know how to deliver them?
Yes.
When Peter was in prison, did he know how to shake the prison and shake him out of it?
Yes.
Whatever you're in, God knows how to deliver you. And he'll release a special grace to you. When you start singing, heaven will open. He told me today, tell the people, as they sing, heaven will open to them and possess to prosper them. God knows how to release such a blessing to make rich and add no sorrow with it. You'll find yourself being delivered. You'll find yourself being protected. You'll find yourself being prospered. You'll find yourself possessing. This is a great blessing for this time.
Amen.
We are not a people that's decreasing. We're a people that's increasing. In deliverance, we're increasing in protection. We're increasing in prosperity and possession. So we can show the world what it's like to know God. And the purpose of the blessing is to be a blessing.
Right?
Throughout the Bible and throughout history, God has shown himself faithful. We just sang that song. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. Sing it, God. Every day, every way. So with every breath, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God. And as I sing, he invades my praise. He inhabits my praise. And his anointing comes, his blessing comes. It's a reality that comes. It's not a pat on the head. Although I feel his embrace, the blessing is not just a pat on the head. The blessing will break prison doors open. It'll loose me from chains that bind me. It'll cause me to be free from guilt and sin and be free not to sin again and to live a righteous life. And all the benefits of the salvation of the Lord begin to pop up within my life. And I begin to see the glory of God, the manifest presence. That's the special blessing that God is releasing to his church in this special hour, I believe. God has given us a special grace. Say special grace.
Special grace.
Special grace. He's given you and I a special grace. I see it on you now. When I look out there, there's this gray, silvery, white, living fog. I don't know how to explain it. the glory of God, but I see the glory on your face. I see the glory over your life. I see the glory, the presence of God manifesting himself, showing up in your life, causing a breakthrough, blessing, connection to come. I see it. God has given his family this special blessing for this new season. Say new season. About 2008, there was a shift in the heavens. God decided that we had matured as a church universal in apostolic, prophetic, evangelistic, pastoral teaching anointings. The five anointings that were in Jesus that have been released in the church since the very beginning. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the church.
Yes.
There's a number of people equipped by the year 2008 that God decided now it's time to do what's called the saints movement, to cause the equipped saints to move out in a special way. And the anointing of God dropped on the church, and the church began to move forward. And what you see going on in the earth today is Satan's reaction to God's movement. We're not responding to the devil. The devil is responding to God. God moves his church. And then the devil moves. And God moves again. And the devil loses. And he's not very smart, so he just keeps coming. But God's church keeps advancing. What did he say? I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The church will move forward in the seven mountains of culture. You will build your family according to the kingdom of God. You will build your churches according to the family of God. And the knowledge of the scriptures, the knowledge of the kingdom. You will build churches that are kingdom churches. You will build educational systems that are based on truth, not lies. The educational systems of the world are failing. You watch. God will replace them with educational systems of the kingdom. Bless God for the homeschoolers. Bless God for the Christian schools. And bless God that the public schools have to turn in this season of life. You will build businesses that are kingdom businesses. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. God is giving the just strategies, connections, innovations, people, resources. God is blessing business people, and the kingdom business people are increasing even in this season. There's a reshuffling of some things, but God is blessing kingdom people because he can. Because he decided to. And it's not something new. This blessing has been going on for ages. I mean, you know, in Genesis 2, God said to Abraham, Adam and Eve, he said, I will bless you. And here's how it's going to go. You're going to be fruitful. You're going to multiply. You're going to fill the earth. Somebody will try to fight you out of it, but you will subdue. But he said, subdue, and you'll have dominion. He said the same thing to Noah. And then he said the same thing to Abraham. And he said the same thing to the church. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. All things are possible to them that believe. All power and authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, preach the gospel to every creature, and baptize everybody. And teach them the things I have taught you. Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount. He teaches everything you need to know. Life. If you get stuck in life, go to Matthew 5, 6, and 7. If that doesn't do it, go to the Proverbs. If that doesn't do it, go to the Psalms. If that doesn't do it, start Genesis and end in Revelation. You'll find out all you need to know. But if you finish Matthew 5, 6, and 7, you come to Matthew 7, 24, where he says, whoever hears these words and does them, I'll liken him to a man who built his house on a rock. And the storms came, floods came, beat on the house, but the house stood firm.
Yes.
See, God has given you the, and I have the ability to build a house that will stand.
Amen.
Amen. So God's given his family this special anointing for this day and this time. Say, well, Pastor, I see a lot of stuff going on in the world. Yes, you and I are living in a prophetic moment called Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. That's where we're living. Where Isaiah saw something, and he said something. And here's what God is reminding you of right now. It says, arise, shine, for thy light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. See, that's that glory that I see on you today. That's the glory that God has already bestowed on Adam, Eve, the whole human race of God's people, those who turn to him, those who receive the blessing of Abraham through Christ. Galatians 5 tells us that we've received the blessing of Abraham through Christ Jesus. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come. Not going to come, not going to be, not someday, but now. And he says, see, in other words, you can look out, see, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears. Turn to somebody and say, I see it over you. I see the glory. It appears over you. My beloved, there's a voice from heaven today. In these days where cities are burning, in these days where COVID is causing some people to die, in these days when politicians are confused and mixed up, in these days, there's a voice from heaven saying, rise up, shine, for your glory has risen upon you. There's a world kingdom of lies and deceit. The prince of the power of the air. What is the power of the air? He's a prince of the power of the air. Ooh, sounds terrible. Well, he's the king of liars and the king of lies. Well, ain't that something? Aren't you a big deal, devil? You're a liar and the father of lies. You lied to us. But our eyes are open now. Say, my eyes are open.
My eyes are open.
I see the truth.
I see the truth.
God is on my side.
God is on my side.
Because I'm on his side.
Because I'm on his side.
There's another universe I live in. I call it my alternate universe. I live in the kingdom of God. I live in the kingdom. It is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, Jesus said. God's pleased to give it to me.
Amen.
To release authority to me. To release the wisdom and the order and the rule of his life through mine. So that I can bring order to chaos. Health to sickness. Deliverance to bondage.
Yes.
I can bring proper relationships. Blessed are those who are not offended in me. Jesus said that. I say that. Glory to God. So we, the children of God, listen to me. We, the children of God, do death and extinction. That's not our destiny. We have a destiny of multiplying and filling the earth with a demonstration of the glory of God. And you saw some of it here today. If you were here a little bit earlier in our worship time, if you can join us at 10 for worship, do that. One of these days we'll broadcast it. Won't that be fun?
Yes.
That'll be good. Yeah, we'll get some better equipment that we'll be broadcasting for you. It'll be a blessing to those who haven't been able to be here. But the glory of God, the blessing of God, it comes through the blessing of the Lord. How does God bless you? He speaks it. He does what he's doing right now. He causes somebody in the earth to Today it's me. He causes somebody to speak his blessing. And how many know that when he said, let there be light, what happened?
There was light.
When God says to his people, I am declaring a special blessing for the people of God in this season, and this is what the blessing will do, guess what's going to happen? You're going to see the blessing, and it's going to do what God said it would do. Because when God blesses, that's the end of the story. Remember last week, we refreshed the idea of the blessing on Abraham, which has come on us. We refreshed it by reading Hebrews 6 and 14, where he says, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. When he says it, it happens. It happened when he said it to Adam. It happened when he said it to Noah. It happened when he said it to Abraham. It happens to the body of Christ. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. God is blessing. I don't know if you remember us going through the evangelism training. How many remember the evangelism training? There are selected scriptures showing God's heart for all the nations. I dug that out today. Praise God. I'm going to have my wife come up here and read. Don't you do that. I'll give you my seat. You sit right there. All the next steps. Start here and read those scriptures.
Genesis 12, 1 through 3. The Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing.
You will be a blessing.
I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you.
Keep going.
Psalms 96:3, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. Isaiah 52:10, the Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Malachi 1:11, my name will be great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name, because my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty. Matthew 24:14, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 28:19, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Who, in Revelation 15:4, who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So why is this great blessing being poured out on the body of Christ? Because there's a great harvest that God wants to get. He wants to bless you so that you share your faith with the world. So there's a voice from heaven saying to you and I in these days, get up, rise up, shine, and let your glory be seen among the nations. Nations, there's ethnos, it's people groups. You don't have to go to a foreign country. There's a people group near you. There's a group of nurses. There's a group of doctors. There's a group of people that golf. There's the pickleball crowd.
Yeah.
You know, amen. There's the people who ride horses. There's the people in business around you. There's people at the beach. Beachgoers are an ethnos, a people group. Amen. And so wherever the people groups are that God is connecting you, share your faith. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 says this, you are the light of the world. So why is this glory on you? To light you up. Arise, shine.
Yes.
God says, I'm lighting you up. I'm going to bless you. Start looking for special blessing so that you can tell someone, look what's happening to me. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill can't be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but they put it on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. So this gospel of the kingdom is going to be demonstrated, preached. Preached there is not just speaking, it's doing and showing and demonstrating. The blessing that's on your family, the continual blessing, and the increase that's coming is a light to others that says living for God matters. God's life matters. It matters who you're with and how you live. And God is doing this. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. So you're going to do something for them. You're going to help people and bless people. You're going to be a blessing to your community. And they're going to know that the source, the supply, the extra that you have to give, the extra energy, the extra laughter, the extra joy, the extra peace, these things are coming as a blessing to be a blessing to your community. And it says they'll see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Their eyes will turn to him who is demonstrating himself over you. You and I are living in Isaiah 60 verses 1 and 2. Yes, gross darkness is out there. But what does God do? He takes a light, puts it on a candlestick, and says, oh, darkness, you have to flee. It takes a little bit of light to destroy a whole lot of darkness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's Matthew 5:14 time. It's time to let your light shine. It's time to be blessed. I got a new verse to live by. Back in 2015, it was in John chapter 8, verse 12. I call it my new life verse. It was a seasonal change. Everybody's gone through this seasonal change. You don't have the same relationships you used to have. You don't have the same job you used to have. You know, some of us don't even live in the same place we used to live. Things have changed. Turn to somebody and say, things have changed. And then tell them, you've changed for the better. You've changed for the better. You're somewhere in the future, and you look a lot better than you do right now. God's blessing is changing you for the seasons ahead. He's Jehovah Jireh, the God who looks ahead and makes provision for. By the time you get to the next crisis, you'll already be strong enough to reveal the arm of the Lord and charge through. That's the blessing that's in the air today. But he said to me, John 8:12 is your life verse now. Memorize it and go with it. Okay, Jesus. It says, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So I looked those Greek words up. The light is the phos, where we get our word phosphorus and photon, and it means light. The phos of the life of God, which is Zoe, is the God kind of life. How many want to live in the light of the God kind of life? Amen. That's what this glory does. This glory causes the church to get out of where it is into where it needs to be. We need to be more holy. We need to be less prideful. We need to be more humble. We need to be more like Jesus and less like the world. And God is releasing a blessing to us. Only God can do this. Only God can redeem. Only God can change the heart. Only God can wake us up.
Yes.
Only God can open our eyes.
Yes.
But But the good news is he's doing it. We just need to cooperate with him. Receive, 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 receive the blessing of your Father that will get you out of the bondage that you're in. Bring him into the protection and provision that he has for you. Let his light shine. Let it come. When did Jesus say this? Anybody remember the occasion? When he said to them again. Why was it important for him to say that then? When the Bible says then, Jesus spoke to them again. It might be interesting to know when is the then. He had just gotten through releasing the woman who was caught in adultery. The verse just before this verse, he says, Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more. He proclaimed freedom from guilt and your past, and authority not to do it again. So whatever you've been doing, I plead the blood of Jesus over you. The Bible says if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I'm making an altar in your heart right where you are now. And as a priest of God and a gospel preacher, I can announce to you, thy sins are forgiven. And then I proclaim the authority you have in Christ not to do it again. Go and sin no more. And he says this to this lady. And then he turns to his disciples and he says, oh, let me tell you something again, boys. I'm going to tell you something again. I've told you this before, but I'm taking this occasion when I have released you and her from the, I mean, when you see this happen, you would get right with God too. He says, I've released her from her sins and I've given her authority over sin. And now I'm reminding you that I am the light of the world. And if you follow me, not copy them. Don't copy them.
Amen.
Follow me.
Amen.
Follow me. If you follow me, you will not walk in Isaiah 60, verse 2. Girls, darkness has covered the earth and darkness the people. You follow me, you will be in that world. You'll be in the Isaiah 1 world. You will not walk in darkness, but you'll have the light of life, the phos of the Zoe, the illumination of the God kind of light. Hallelujah. So I announce to you the forgiveness of your sins. If you're willing to confess your sins, he's willing to forgive. Don't fool God. Say, well, I failed him so many times. It's only important that you confess your sins one more time than you fail. Just keep at it. And God will give you a revelation of your authority over it. And then you won't do it anymore. Hallelujah. You'll have a revelation of your identity. You'll say, I don't have to do that anymore because that's not who I am now. That's who I was, but that's not who I am now. The blessing of the Lord has changed me. I'm a different person. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. This blessing that I'm releasing to you, this blessing that God is talking about over you today, it'll cause you to ask four questions. One, I'll hurry through these. We need to hurry because Jesus is coming. Amen. It'll cause you to ask four questions. The four questions I ask, I don't know if you get, maybe you get a bunch more questions or different ones, but I'm just telling you what this blessing has caused me to ask God in this day and time. Number one, what's my next level of deliverance? How many know deliverance is like peeling an avocado? Right? There's going to be something good inside, but you got to get in there. Some say peeling an onion, but I don't think deliverance is like peeling an onion. But it does come in layers. I mean, no, you're more free today than you were a year ago, 2 years ago. Right? And you'll be more free in the days to come. But you need to let the blessing of God ask God, what's the next level of deliverance from things that hold me back? Let me know there's some things that hold you back. There's some doubt, some unbelief, some ungodly beliefs. There's some self-cursing that you've done. There's some things you've said that you didn't mean. They're growing up. There's some things that God can deal with and get you out, or free you then to go possess what God has. So I ask, Lord, help me understand. Because Jesus is always big on deliverance. How many know that? His whole ministry was about deliverance. People get scared of the D word. Ooh, deliverance. No, deliverance is fun. Deliverance is enjoyable. You ought to get used to it and enjoy it. Check yourself into it frequently and ask God where you want to deliver me from and how. There's a promotion. Keep going. But I'm the ever ready bunny. I'm an ever ready bunny preacher. You can't stop me. You can't short circuit me. You can't slow me down. Glory. Second question, God, this glory asked me is, Lord, where do I need more protection? How many know there is a spirit of robbery? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. How do I get more protection? How do I move from getting sick and having to be healed to living in divine health? How do I get from a financial disaster after disaster to a place of wholeness financially, good stewardship, and enough to get me, weather me through the storms in good shape? How do I get out of the spirit of robbery on my health, my finances, relationships? Some people are in and out of relationship turmoil. My son calls it drama. Oh, Dad, I don't want to get in that drama. He has become a wise man at avoiding drama. He got a drama-less life. We all need more of that.
Amen.
How do we get more peace? So, deliverance. How do I get more protection? How do I get more provision? How do I create value? How do I deliver it to people? How do I get divine connection to my next level of promotion? How do I develop alternate streams of receiving? How do I get God deals and not just good deals? How do I buy the right thing at the right time from right people in the right way? How do I release the kingdom prosperity and live in it at a new level? It's all in this anointing that I'm releasing to you today, says the Lord. The fourth question is, how am I going to be a blessing to other people? Because God will get it to you if he can get it through you. Amen. And so sharing your life, who's the next person? I want you to really take this question home. The other ones, I think you get. What's the next level of deliverance? What's the next level of protection? What's the next level of provision? But who is the next person I'm to share my faith with? Here's the deal. Each one, reach one, the next one, and each one, teach one, disciple them, reach them and disciple them. That's what we do here. We reach people and we disciple people because that's what Jesus said to do. So who's next? I want you to get up in the morning and say, I received the blessing of God for deliverance, for protection, for provision, but also for a proclamation to a next person. Who am I going to share this with? Who's next? You say, well, Pastor Ron, what if they don't receive it? Next!
That's right.
Next! Next! That's the anointing of Jesus. When the rich young ruler went away sorrowful, what did he do? Next! Amen. I want to end with a couple of scriptures, 1 Peter 4, 7. When I say I'm going to end, that's my first ending. 1 Peter 4, 7 says, but the end of all things is at hand. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
The end of, including this sermon. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Devote yourselves to watchfulness. And above all things, have fervent love one for another, and love covers the multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Oh my. And here's what I want to share with you. As each has received a gift, minister it one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The reason God is stimulating this blessing upon you today is so that you can share it. Amen. Our community will be richer because you are richer. The blessing of the Lord makes you rich. It makes your community rich and has no sorrow with it. Minister it as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. That's prophecy. If anyone ministers or serves, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Christ, to whom belongs the glory and the dominion forever and ever. The whole purpose of you being blessed and blessing others is to bring glory to the one who blessed you in the first place. I talked about grace last week. It's that grace that's coming to you that you're going to multiply in the coming days. This is a new and special blessing. Receive it, look at it, minister it one to another and to your community. Would you stand with me, please, as we close today? Those of you who are at home, if you can stand in the presence of God. If you want to stay seated and just raise your hands or turn your hands over in a receiving position, somehow position your heart to receive what I'm about to minister to you right now from the Word of God, from Hebrews 13, beginning at verse 20. I release this blessing to you. Now may the God who brought us peace by raising from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, so that he would be the great shepherd of his flock, and by the power of the blood of the eternal covenant, may he now work perfection into every part of you, giving you all that you need to fulfill your destiny. And may he express through you all that is excellent and pleasing to him through your life union with Jesus, the Anointed One, who is to receive all glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
I release this blessing to you today. Thank you for joining us on the YouTube Live today. Until we meet again, may God's richest and best, which is always in Christ, be yours.
Amen. Amen.